It's Thursday and time for Across the Aisle, our weekly roundtable on Maine politics. This week, Cynthia Dill, an attorney and former Democratic legislator who writes a column for the Portland Press-Herald, and Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising and Marketing, who served in the legislature as a Republican. They spoke, as ever, with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Meredith, happy Thursday. So, President Trump under fire for issuing a tweet saying the U.S. military will no longer welcome transgender people to serve, prompting Republicans in Congress and others to scramble a response. Maine Senator Susan Collins saying in a statement that the military should welcome the service of any qualified individual who's willing and capable to serve our country. Second District Congressman Bruce Poliquin didn't say whether he agrees with Trump, only that career military leaders must make decisions on how best to be prepared to defend the country. Meredith, is this politically difficult for Republicans or just some Republicans?
Well, I think, first of all, it was a huge surprise to everybody. And I think what you're seeing is some sort of pivot a little bit better than others. I thought that Senator Collins' comment was pretty spot on, and I think that's been resonated on both sides of the aisle. Representative Poliquin, I don't know whether it just hit him at a point where he hadn't really had time to think about it yet. I'd like to think that he was trying to say that it's about qualifications. But anyway, I'm going to guess that you'll probably see some clarification of perhaps his stance in the coming hours, days.
And Cynthia, the Joint Chiefs came out immediately and said, well, we're not going to change anything based on a tweet. And there was further language saying, look, we respect everyone who's serving in the military. Is this creating a political tension among folks in Congress as it is between the Department of Defense and the White House?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is just total chaos, and it's intentional in my belief. I think Donald Trump saw the catastrophe of what is supposed to be a debate on health care, the Republicans going down in flames, and he just sort of throws out this shiny object and with no regard to the chaos that it'll cause. I think what's interesting, too, is that what Democrats have to be careful about is, you know, getting Democrats to defend transgender rights is exactly what a lot of Republicans want to do. They want the conversation to be about bathrooms and abortion and have Democrats being very, you know, strident in their defense of what is a pretty small population and an issue that is causes some people, especially in the heartland, discomfort. So I think it's important for politicians, especially Bruce Poliquin, to take a stand, but to not dwell on it too much and get back to what's on a lot of people's minds, and that is, you know, the budget debate, the healthcare debate, and jobs in the economy.
Speaking of distractions here, Senator Collins had a gaffe this past week and inadvertently being caught on a hot mic, making a couple of comments to a Democratic colleague. First, that she's worried about Trump and that GOP Representative Blake Farenthold is fat and unattractive. We've all seen versions of this story. He had taken a shot at Collins earlier for blocking the GOP health plan, suggesting that if she were a man from South Texas, he would challenge her to a duel or him to a duel. This is, you know, embarrassing personally. They both apologized, Meredith, but does it have any long-lasting effects on public perception of the Congress? Or?
Well, I think it's sort of shown a little bit of a light into an interesting sidelight to this whole thing, which is that the first part of that conversation, I don't know if there's several minutes between Senator Collins and the other senator,
Jack Reed,
is they just finished a hearing, and instead of turning off their mics, they didn't do that. And so, but they continued to have a conversation about the budget. And it was a very thoughtful back and forth conversation that the two of them were having, because we've got so many budget issues and how is this really going to happen? And it was really two sides of the aisle. I mean, you had a Republican and a Democrat talking like every human being talks about the real issues of the day. And I think that the piece that's sort of interesting is I think a lot of people listened to all that or heard about it or read about it and said, wow, okay, so there's two people from different sides of the aisle that are actually able to talk intelligently about what's really important. So I think that was sort of an interesting piece to everybody going, well, it was really nice to see the human side of two folks that are currently sort of wrapped up as part of their parties to actually express and talk as two human beings. And it's too bad that we can't do that. And then, of course, that after that, they sort of joked about, hey, you know, did you see that, you know, this person wanted to have a duel with me? And you know, it sort of went downhill from there rather quickly. And then somebody happily turned the mic off. But they both have apologized, and Senator Collins said, apologized that was not certainly not appropriate to have sort of war of words and et cetera, et cetera. But at the aftermath of the whole thing, I think a lot of us in Maine kind of went, yoo-hoo, good for you, Senator Collins, for sort of sticking up for yourself.
The whole thing is actually hysterical to me. And but just to correct something, I think her quote was that he was huge.
Yes.
And it's interesting to me that it's being described as a gaffe when, in fact, it's the truth. He is huge and he is just absolutely unattractive. And what it's just a double standard, because you have guys like Trump and LePage saying horrible things that are untrue, and yet we have to put up with it, you know, day in and day out. And yet here Senator Collins says two truthful statements and is held to account. I thought it was very funny. I think she's actually gaining in popularity, and it also displayed her dry sense of humor.
Speaking of Governor LePage, he's saying the media is misusing the public access law, and this comes in the wake of a story in the Press Herald showing that he had spent thousands of dollars and multiple trips to Washington, D.C. He was on WGAN in Portland in his regular Thursday appearance here. But he was calling that story fake news, that the state had been reimbursed for most of that money and that there's nothing to see here.
Well, the LePage administration is the poster child for abusing the right to know laws. I mean, there are just, I personally in my law practice have outstanding requests for documents that are really important to Maine citizens trying to establish their claims in courts, and the administration just refuses. So there's abuse, but it's by his administration. And I mean, this idea that somehow, you know, we're not supposed to know that he's going on these, you know, trips with staff, spending thousands of dollars. I mean, that sounds to me exactly like the thing he ran against.
And he did say he supports the law, but he's saying it's misused often.
I have no idea, except that the FOIA requests, as he said, were, what, a foot high on his desk? And it certainly has been part of his administration's, you know, they move a little slower on those. But at the same time, there's a certain thing about the volume of them. It's very time-consuming to gather all the documents, and then you've got to go back and redact different parts and pieces. So I understand both sides of that.
Cynthia Meredith, see you next week.